Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I ain't going out. I know.
Jay Williams is host on ESPN Radio on KJ&M. Longtime friend of the show, former NBA player, Duke Blue Devil, joins us now. Jay, what's up, man?
What's up, boys? Long time no talk. What's going on?
How's life? Everything good up there your way?
I mean, I got three kids under four, so I'm not sleeping. I have no idea which day of the week it is. But, you know, I'm surviving and advancing.
That's really...
That's all we can ask.
That's a great adage for parenthood, survive and advance.
You know? Exactly. I tell my wife all day, I'm like, are the kids alive? Great, we're winning.
We're raising them right. All right. Lots to get to today, Jay. Want to start with this Super Bowl. I mean, in terms of a matchup, I don't know if it can get much better than what both of these teams present. Just sort of looking at it, you know, what do you think about this game, and, you know, where is the advantage for either of these teams?
Well, I think there's always an advantage playing at home for the Eagles, and I think that's a good thing. I think health is going to be important for both teams. Obviously, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster being out, Kadarius Toney getting healthy, Patrick Mahomes on a high ankle sprain is going to be critical to watch. I think Jalen Hurts also, you know, the passing game wasn't as accurate as you would like for it to be, but you recognize he's playing through injury. I think the interesting thing is going to be, you know, we've been having a lot of debate around how historic is this Eagles defense, right? In particular, their pass rushing unit. And, you know, seeing, you know, what Kyle Shanahan was able to do on their O-line when you kind of have a mismatch on a sign with Hakeem, Reddick, it's like he was able to get pressure. And you know, poor Johnson, I mean, when you're down to your four-string quarterback, you got no damn chance in this game with that D-line and their pass rush the way they're built for the Eagles. So, you know, if their pass rush is historic, now we have a chance to see it against Patrick Mahomes, who's coming off an injury. How will he be able to move outside of the pocket? Will he be able to create those secondary kind of like plays that he's so magician-like in doing? We'll get a chance to see if that defense is really the real deal in the biggest game when it matters the most.
Jay, as a professional athlete, when you get to this level, how much, in your estimation, does experience matter? The fact that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have been here, let's set aside the injury questions because those are certainly there. But the fact that they've been there, Jalen Hurts, Sirianni have not, does that give you an edge when you've been there before? And what's this, three in the last 4 years they made the Super Bowl?
Jay, I would say it does when you are like the first quarter or the first opening minutes of the game, right? Typically, like being in a national championship game, having been a first time or just going back through the tournament, you can see it with teams when like those first couple minutes, like they could be a deer in headlights, they can feel nervous. And you can't think for a second with Jalen, the amount of attention around this, like that nervous anxiety in an open couple of minutes. So if you're able to get a couple of scores on the board and get a team down, then all of a sudden they have to react and the game plan is out the window and, you know, they're playing from a deficit. But I will say, like, once you get into the game, there's really nothing that's different. You recognize it is a game. And Jalen Hurts is a guy that strikes me as not really being nervous. He's played on the biggest stages before. Sure. And when you got a guy like Jason Kelce in your O-line, like he's won champion. Like these guys have won championships before. So it's really not anybody's first time. It's about how guys settle into the game. And we can also maybe see how Patrick Mahomes settles into the game, considering that ankle sprain, right? So I think there's a lot to pay attention to in that first quarter about how both teams settle into the competition.
You know, we were talking last week about, you know, quote unquote, and it's cliche, but bulletin board material and how much it mattered. And certainly Cincinnati gave Kansas City all of it. But then you see after the game, the first thing Travis Kelce says is he calls out the Cincinnati mayor who made this dumbass video where he, you know, did some – they got a play us day and said, you know, Joe Burrow's going to take a paternity test to determine if he's Mahomes' father. Like, the game gets kicked off and the ball gets tipped. But don't you think the as a former, you know, professional athlete yourself, you do it at a high level, you're just trying to find – that little small extra edge, and the Cincinnati Bengals gave it to him?
You know, I don't really believe in that, man. I mean, I was laughing at that video when I saw it. I was like, how idiotic are we? Like, we're going to really, like, we're really trying to say Joe Burrow is Patrick Mahomes' daddy on a paternity test. Like, you know, a politician looking for some recognition. But I would agree that as a player, I'm always looking for that type of stuff to motivate me. Whatever helps me get to that point where I am optimal as it relates to my competition. But the whole thing about, like, you know, who wants it more, you can throw that stuff out the window, man. That doesn't matter to me at all. Like, yeah, I'm extra motivated. Like, am I going to sit there and say that Joe Burrow isn't motivated? Like, am I going to sit there and say that Jamar Chase or Boyd, like, these guys aren't just as motivated, or they're going to play with less of a moxie because our mayor or because we say Burrowhead, like, that gives them an advantage? Like, the game, it was like almost a pick'em game. Like, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't get a late hit running out of bounds, like, I don't think they make that field goal. They're not even in field goal range. So I get that. It's more like a fan manufactured type thing to me as it relates to bulletin board material, because at the end of the day, even if you don't say anything about me, I'm going to find a way to find something I don't like about you so I can get myself to that point where I can compete at the highest level. Every athlete is looking to do that if they're paying attention to what they need psychologically to get there to compete at the best level. So I'm not really a believer in the whole manufactured trash talk bullets more material.
Yeah, because, you know, it's like you're thinking about that when you're moving the chains or trying to stop a team on third down. But I just think in the –
exactly.
Yeah.
In high school, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe college, but not pros. Like, I talk trash. Like, we talk trash to each other all the time, guys. Like, it doesn't make me – now I'm going to have a better performance today being on air because J&J talked trash to me. Like, it just – you're trying to bring the best whenever you can anyway.
Yep. We're talking to Jay Williams. Catch him on KJNM right here on ESPN Radio every single day. All right, I want to turn you to the NBA and these Grizzlies. Got off to an unbelievably fast start, and they're still sitting second in the West, so it's not like it has been all bad. But they did go through this swoon before winning yesterday against the Pacers. Went 0-5 on their West Coast road trip. Lost to the Lakers. Within that, is there anything to take in terms of maybe they need to add? Maybe they need to be aggressive at the trade deadline. Maybe they're missing something. Or is it more of a, I mean, that's going to happen in the NBA. Where do you come down?
So I think it's more of the latter for me, frankly. I think it's one of those lows. What I will say is this, though, and I really addressed it coming up that Golden State game, is I get that Golden State brings that out of Memphis. And I get that on paper is probably the best matchup the NBA has right now. So I know at ESPN, we're going to build graphics around it. We're going to add a lot of yeast to it, as we say on our show, right? We're going to make it really big. But it's like, you know, people use the term rivalry. I'm like, that's not a rivalry until Memphis starts winning meaningful games. And I think, frankly, we're about to hit the grunt time of the league, like those road trips, right? Like the late January, February, the dog days of the league. I think health is the most important thing for Memphis to be there when it matters the most, because I think Golden State will be there. I think Denver will be there if they can remain healthy. I think you got teams like Minnesota that they're getting a lot better. We'll see how they are with Cat coming back eventually, if that's able to happen. Sack is there. Sack is playing at a high level. We'll see what happens with the Lakers. But I think health for Memphis is the biggest thing. That's all I care about for them. Like, I know who the identity of the team is. Health, home court advantage, and then if that matchup happens with the Golden State, it's about finding a way to win those games when it matters the most, and everybody being cool, calm, and collective, and us not having Dylan Brooks miss a game, or have, like, we need everybody to be on the same page, and we have to learn from what was to focus on what needs to become.
Listen, Jay, I mean, I do think folks forget that the Grizzlies put Golden State out the year before in the play-in. While I realize that's not a seven-game series, it's not just what Golden State brings out of Memphis. Clearly you see that Memphis brings something out of Golden State when Klay is yelling at them in the way that he is, all that kind of stuff. Whether it's based in, hey, y'all talk too much trash or not. That said, back to the question, because I agree with you, for the most part, the rivalry is gone in the NBA. Why is that, Jay? Why don't we have those anymore?
Man, I think a lot of it is how kids were raised to play. Being a kid that came into college at 99, like that 96 to 98 range, I didn't really rock with nobody. I mean, I would hear about, like, I'll take an example. The McDonald's All-American game. So we had guys like Jonathan Bender. We had Jason Gardner. We had Brett Nelson. Brett Nelson went to Florida. Jason Gardner went to Arizona. I saw those guys a couple of times in AAU, and it was cool. Like, we competed. But I wanted to bust their head in on national TV. Like, I wasn't trying to hang out with them. It was even weird. Like, Kenny Satterfield and I, who was another McDonald's All-American, went to Cincinnati. We were both from, like, the Northeast region. Like, we were cool, but, like, we didn't even really, like, kick it like that. Because I was like, yo, I'm that guy. And I know he thought he was that guy. And then, like, right after that, you started getting into this transition where, like, everybody's just cool and friends. And guys were playing together. And guys were, like, one kid was leaving a town and going to play on another AU team with another top five player. And they were boys. And it was like, hey, we're going to be a package deal. And I think that we saw that translate to the NBA. Like, that generation has translated to the NBA. And now I feel like with Ja Morant and Dylan, with what these guys have, it's like that generation is like, nah, like, we're about to go back to the old school. Like, I ain't rocking with nobody. Mm-hmm. If you're not on my team, I don't like you. And it's okay for me to tell you I don't like you. I don't need to be in business with you. Like, my business is the Memphis Grizzlies business. And for me, I like seeing basketball kind of shift back to that. It's like with the Boston Celtics-Lakers game, everybody's like, well, that's a rivalry. I'm like, yeah, like, all these guys are inducted into the rivalry. Like, they're adopted into, but, like, I don't feel real hate between those two. Like, I don't feel hate between LeBron. Like, LeBron's always like, I'm the big brother. Come over here, Jason Tatum, which I get. You're the elderly statesman of the game, but I don't need to see that. Like, I want to see you push Jason Tatum and bang on him. And that's what I get when I watch Memphis play. And I appreciate it because we need more of it in the league.
We're talking to Jay Williams. Catch him on KJNM every single morning on ESPN Radio right here on 92.9. All right, a lot of stuff has happened in the sports world since Saturday night, but I did just remember it, and we have to talk about it. I was very angry. I was very angry watching the ending of the Lakers-Celtics game, just as a fan of the game, and seeing LeBron clearly get hacked, not get the call. Obviously, the officials came out yesterday and said, we have sleepless nights about it. We know we missed it. What do you make of that? How can it get better? Is it possible? Is it just going to be one of those things that it always is what it is with the speed and the physicality? Like, I don't know. Were you as angry as I was watching the ending in that no call?
Well, first of all, I was on my third glass of wine on the Saturday night, and I got to tell you, I mean, my hands are on top of my head when I watch Patrick Beverly put the putback. I was like, what? Yeah. What am I watching?
Yeah.
What him and Kyrie now are dunking? Like, where are we in the game of basketball? But, like, here's what I get angry about, guys. Because, obviously, it was a foul. Like, I yelled foul at the TV. First off, when you have a extended left-handed layup like that, there's no way the ball hits the bottom of the rim and comes off the backboard directly. Like, you get hit. It was apparent. But what happens on social media is the clip of LeBron and the reaction. People are going to say, well, here go LeBron. Like, he's being dramatic. And that starts going viral. I'm like, do you guys know how many missed calls there have been if you paid attention to Laker games this season? I mean, I can go through a many of them. I mean, even against the 76ers, where they were pretty much, kidnapping Russell Westbrook. He was being held, and they missed that call. There's been a lot of calls for a guy that's having an historic season. People are like, well, we're not going to talk about the Lakers as it relates to them winning because they're losing games, even though they're in a 10th spot. I'm not sure what spot they're in right now because it could have changed off Saturday. I haven't seen it. But it's like this guy is going to become the all-time leading scorer, but every possession matters to him. He wants to win. I mean, he just wants to win. But now we're going to make fun of that because he's sitting on the sideline with a towel over his head because he's competitive. And they've been cheated out of a lot of games this year down the stretch, and he's pissed off about it. Like, we're going to make fun of that? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we have a competition issue. I thought we want to see players – and it mean more throughout the regular season. So here this guy is showing you how much it means to him, and now we're going to make fun of it? What are we doing? Like, so, like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, if you're LeBron. And he obviously got hacked, but I'm not going to sit up here and let people make fun of him or say, oh, here he is being dramatic, when this dude cares about it. He may not have reacted the way Michael Jordan reacted or Larry Bird maybe reacted, but damn, he cares. Don't we want to see the regular season matter and the regular season care? for players, and he shows that, and then he gets reprimanded about it on social. Get out of here with that, man. I'll take that kind of reaction all day long, and that means my players care and the regular season matters.
Totally agree. Jay, always good to hear
from you,
man.
Thank you so much, Jay.
Thanks for the time.
All right, boys. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. He is Jay Williams. Catch him on KJ&M.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.